堂听 class.com。
The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. Excerpt from Chapter 18.The king was not only delighted to find that the creature was only a calf, but delighted to have the calf's company. For he had been feeling so lonesome and friendless that the company and comradeship of even this humble animal were welcome. And he had been so buffeted, so rudely entreated,by his own kind, that it was a real comfort to him to feel that he was at last in the society of a fellow creature that had at least a soft heart and a gentle spirit. Whatever loftier attributes might be lacking, so he resolved to waive rank and make friendswith the calf. While stroking its sleek, warm back, for it lay near him and within easy reach, it occurred to him that this calf might be utilized in more ways than one. Whereupon he rearranged his bed, spreading it down close,to the calf. Then he cuddled himself up to the calf's back, drew the covers up over himself and his friend, and in a minute or two was as warm and comfortable as he had ever been in the downy couches of the regal palace of Westminster.Pleasant thoughts came at once. Life took on a cheerfuller seeming. He was free of the bonds of servitude and crime, free of the companionship of base and brutal outlaws. He was warm. He was sheltered. In a word, he was happy.